take, let us assume, a third toke. Long and slow, you vaporize, and you take it in and in and in, and there is a sound like the crumpling of a plastic bread wrapper, or the crackling of the flame, and a tone, and there is this.
You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM CJLY. We're broadcasting live from the powder center of the world, www.kootenaicoopradio.com.
There is a cheer. The gnomes have learned a new way to say who.
Welcome, this is Fane of the Cosmos, Infinite Moment. I'm your host, Dustin Sunflower, and on today's show, I have in the house outspoken wordsmiths, beatboxing, harmonics. Saw them last night at the Moving Center, and we're going to have them live in the studio, so hang in there. We're going to be talking also with Tanner about the Budo workshop that's coming up. Dance in the most magical way. And we're going to be doing some jokey stuff. We're going to be talking about some court interviews I did down at the courthouse. We'll play a couple of those. Australian surveillance, how the government's stepping up things in that country. The recent Hamas full vote in Palestine. Well, at least a majority. Better than here. And also be talking about Stephen Harper. Our darkest fears have become realized. Here we go. This is Saul Williams.
Meditation, I program my heart to beat breakbeats and hum bass lines on exhalation. I burn 7-day candles that melt into 12-inch circles on my mantle and spin funk like myrrh. And I can fade worlds in and out with my mixing patterns, letting the earth spin as I blend in Saturn. Niggas be like spinning windmills, braiding hair, locking, popping, as the sonic force of the soul keeps the planets rocking. The beat don't stop when soulless matter flows into the cosmos trying to be stars. The beat don't stop when Earth sends out satellites to spy on Saturnites and control Mars. Cause niggas got a peace treaty with Martians, and we be keeping them up to date through sacred gibberish like shown up. And it's on, the beat goes on, the beat goes on, the beat goes. And I roam through the streets of downtown Venus, trying to auction off monuments of Osiris' severed penis. But they don't want no penis in Venus, for androgynous cosmology sets their spirits free. And they neither men nor women be, but they be down with the billion niggas who have yet to see that interplanetary truth is androgynous. And they be sending us shoutouts through shooting stars, and niggas be like, what up? And talking Mars. Cause we are solar, and regardless of how far we roam from home, the universe remains our center, like. I am no earthling. I drink moonshine on Mars and mistake meteors for stars cause I can't hold my liquor. But I can hold my breath and ascend like wind to the black hole and play galaxophones on the fire escapes of your soul. Blowing tunes through lunar wombs, impregnating stars, giving birth to suns that darken the skins that skin our drums. And we be beating infinity over sacred hums, spinning funk like myrrh until Jesus comes. comes, and Jesus comes every time we drum, and the moon drips blood and eclipses the sun, and out of darkness comes a poof, poof, and out of darkness comes a poof, poof, and out of darkness comes the...
Welcome back. Now, there's sometimes when you things go on, you get like this sick feeling in your stomach, and that's what happened when Stephen Harper got in for me. It was the same kind of feeling I got when George Bush made it in for a second time. It's that unsettling feeling when you know a whole bunch of people got duped, a whole bunch of people got caught hand in hand with fear and fascism, and I don't know, we're the people, we vote in these people, so I don't know, who's to say, but he's tough. Tough on drugs, tough on same-sex marriages, tough on crime, tough on poor people, and yeah, he's tough, but he ain't got much brains, that's for sure. This is what I heard the word on the street about when Stephen Harper got in.
Woman screams.
That was the general reaction. Stephen Harper got in. Stephen Harper got in. Did you know that? Hello, Stephen Harper just got in.
Man screams.
Whoa, man screams. This is the man screaming when they heard about Stephen Harper. Yes, another Canadian who realized who is the leader of our country. Oh boy, poor guys. So, I have in the studio with me Tanner.
Hello.
Tanner. No, I don't even know your last name. But anyway, so there's a sparkling beauty right here with the melted snowflakes on her hat are glistening right now as I'm talking to her. So, but I was looking on the boards and heard through word of mouth that there was a Bhutto workshop. And I saw this figure dancing across the floor. And I was like, wow, what is this? So here you are and you can tell us all about it. Now, Bhutto, it's not like martial arts or Tai Chi or nothing like that, right?
Bhutto?
Or all of it.
It is. It's everything. It's a dance form that was inspired in Japan in the 50s after Hiroshima as a way for people to get through the hard stuff, to be real.
Kind of like post-traumatic stress disorder dance.
Yeah.
So where did the school birth? Like where is the main school or the person who does it?
There was a man, Kazuo Ono, who played in the fields with ghosts, and he would dance there with the spirits, and then they formed a community together. They began all sorts of experiments where they challenged their own limits through movement, and they would do strange things like stay out in the cold all night together and then clench all their muscles until they shake, and they stayed together and they danced together and they worked together, and they focused all their energies towards evolving, and out of that was born Bhutto. My teacher is from Mexico, Diego Piñon. He started off dancing with Mexican shamans in his teens, and at some point his teachers told him that he needed to go in the world. So they recommended him to start in dance and theater, and he went to the city there and started dancing. And once he encountered a Bhutto dancer and froze him in his core because he knew he saw something real, that the dance and the audience and everything becomes one, and it all is focused to promote a moment that's whole in itself. And so he followed that inspiration all the way to Japan, and he danced with the masters in their dance community. And he said he was like a worm all of the time, struggling to find his way, working so hard in the day and all night dreaming what where he was. He's under the ground like a worm, struggling. And finally he emerged. And now he carries the spirit of Buto Mexicano, which is what he offers to the world all over. He travels and he does dance workshops and performances.
So he's coming here.
Yeah, he's coming here.
We're blessed. A workshop in Nelson?
Yeah, with an international dancer who carries the spirit of something so rare and pure. He's incredible.
You have to go. Yeah. Where is it? When is it?
It's February 18th and 19th. And it's the introductory weekend workshop, followed by 3 days more intensive. And it's very deep, intense work. In 2 days, you will be reborn. And it will be taking place at the International School. And if you want information, you can contact me, Tanner, at 250-352-0839.
Sweet. A website? Email?
Website, www.diegopinon.com. And my email is Kato, KatoOtak at hotmail.com. And there's posters up all over the place.
Find one, get the time, get the place, get some loot together. This is a workshop you cannot miss.
To rediscover the primordial essence of being human.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad I didn't ask any too many questions. It was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Woo-woo! Well, I'm really high now. I guess I should play a song here, eh? Okay, let's just see. Okay, I got it. Here we go.
$2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Esther pulled my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wayne. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wayne. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society. For Mr. Windows a bum, his only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men can be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Windows has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, cause on him we walk. Mr. Windle, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Windle.
Dana, we're back just for a moment. When, like, what's your experience dancing with Diego?
I met Diego in Arizona a couple of years back, and I found it was a really quick way to encounter my shadow. I felt like I was hunting myself, and in a short time, I could feel the dimensions of everything that's hidden in me, obscured from myself, and I realized, like, this is an opportunity to grow, to evolve. And the miracle of it is that you share it with all these people. And we were together, 20 of us, and at the end I could look at all those people and feel like I know them, like as if we're all lovers, but I have no idea about the mundane aspects of their life. It's like a super highway to the soul. And I find that Diego is a really rare and inspired being. And life doesn't offer us very many teachers that we can really relate with. So I really respect him. I want to bring him here to share with Nelson.
Let's just go over it one more time, when it is and where it is.
February 18th and 19th is the two-day introductory workshop, and it's followed by February 19th, 20th, and 21st. So all together, that would be a five-day intensive. And it's 180 for the weekend and 360 for the whole show. It's taking place at the International School, and we'll be dancing 8 hours a day. It's deep work. And if you are interested, come on out. You can contact me, Tanner, at 352-0839. and I can be found also at the Chinese Medicine School.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Woo!
Woo!
I get goosebumps, so now all the electrical, like all my hairy antennas are up for the good vibe. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to get these beatboxers in here, man. Holy fuck. We outspoken wordsmiths. Get your ass in here. Holy. We've been like powder keg in here. It's like, woo. So they're just coming into the studio right now. Thank you, Tanner.
Woo. Wow, with all these mics.
I know. Mics, but not a lot of headphones. Well, there is. Look at that. See that headphone up there? That's from, like, that's what they used to fly B-52 bombers with and, like, you know, drive tanks and stuff. That's the headphones right there. But,
shuffle.
You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM, CJLY, and we're broadcasting live from Nelson, and we can just see all the snow coming down. It's a new moon tonight, which is kind of a pretty powerful time, especially for women. And it's when the moon is dark out. I mean, when I'm going up the mountain, I can't really see much when the moon's not there at night, like going through the trees and stuff. Well, okay, they're all in here now. They're just getting settled, but we'll just have a breaker so I can just talk to them just for a second. America is about to fall for good reason. Welcome back. This is Fane of the Cosmos, Infinite Moment. So, I have the outspoken wordsmiths all together, sample in a jar. So, let me just get the mic set up here. And everybody say their name in a row, like go in a circle, like we're at a gathering, and hi, my name's Dustin. Sunflower.
Hello, my name's Alex, and I go by Blank Space.
I'm Scott, Scott and Woods.
I be Dragon, we be three of the outspoken wordsmiths, you see?
Traveling the country.
Now, I had the good fortune last night of going to the show And I brought my son along, who was like,
"What's beatboxing, Dad?"
He always pictures like some like hippie potluck with like, oh, you know, like he's like, "Oh no, not one of those, Dad." Okay. But then when he got there, he was like, "Yeah, hacky sacking," and kind of, you know, just like good vibes for a kid to pick up on and be like, "Yeah, we can get together and say wild things, totally. Real things, like things that aren't bullshit."
With encouragement and support.
And the kid can be like, "Yeah, wow, we can actually say what we mean, you know, we can nail it down, you know?" Yeah. Yeah. So when you guys played last night, that was like uplifting, because it's like the word spell, you know, like the we got the power, we got the what they got, all that like cars and horse flesh realm and big boobies and sex and all kinds of stuff, but we got the other side, the like deep space, you know, where no one ever gets to go because we're told you should never go there. It's dangerous.
They'll tell you not to go there.
You might not spend as much time here. So I'm just going to open it up because it's just better that way. Okay, I just have to ask one thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know much about beatboxing, but like, do you have like microphone prophylactics, like, or something that goes over it? Like, do you find you like spray a lot on it? I've always wondered, like, has anybody ever got electrocuted from a mic? Because like, you're doing intense sounds.
Yes. No, but there is a potential odor problem.
Yeah. Potential odor.
Salty.
Gingivitis. No, but like,
it's called microphone halitosis. Sorry.
There have been times when, well, in fact, most times when you want to make good beatboxing, you'll want to spit because it usually makes the sound just that much better. And I've found that during my career of beatboxing, which has been about 5 months now.
That's him? No way.
On tour.
There's honesty for you.
I've been practicing off mic like for years now. But when you're practicing on a mic and you do lots of spitting, like it definitely doesn't electrocute you.
Okay, sure. I wasn't sure that, just because like in my mind, and I never get to see because sometimes you guys cut the mics, but somehow it's like this bioelectrical juice field, like your mucus with the electricity, like you
connection.
Yeah. But it's not like that. The mics are fine.
Yeah, totally.
Just okay.
You'll notice us on stage when we perform. Usually after like an intense beatboxing session, we'll often grab the mics and just wipe it on our shirts or something, because it's just covered in saliva and all sorts of bodily.
Just so the listeners know, we have special saliva protectors that were donated by the BC Clown Association.
They have screens that protect studio mics that have the little nylon that hangs down. But this will just get. This is foam. It's meant for that.
Phlegm Shield it's okay. 5.
Phlegm Shield. Color yellow.
Phlegm Shield's up. No, but what? Why don't you guys just go at her, and I'll make sure that it doesn't get too loud, like, for the listeners. I'll just play with the because right. It just, everything I heard last night, I was like, you get that feeling of, yes, yeah. That, you know, like, you're talking what I'm feeling.
Well, we'll just let them know it's all improv first, I guess, is the first thing. We came here just totally unprepared. We're here just to make noises. And you're more than welcome to come join us. Come make some noises with us.
Okay, I will try.
Awesome.
I will try.
Just for anybody who doesn't know right now, we're the Outspoken Wordsmiths. We're on tour right now. We're going across the country touring 13 different cities. And right now we're on our third city. We're in Nelson right now and soon to be going into Calgary. This is going to last us 6 months and we're going to be finishing early summertime. And we're just at the beginning of our amazing journeys across the country of Canada.
What cities do you think we're going to make it to?
We're going to go to Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Fredericton, St. John's, Newfoundland, and Halifax.
We've already gone through Victoria and Vancouver and just about closing up here in Nelson.
Yeah, we're trying to find our way to Calgary next week.
So, listeners out there, ride to Calgary needed now for
the Outspoken Wordsmith?
No, but how
one,
many?
One, two, or three.
Yeah,
one, two, or three. Okay.
We're versatile and modular.
So,
like milk crates.
You need to give these folks a ride to Calgary next week.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Please. So,
as
listeners,
soon as possible.
Just look around. Where could they find you if they had a ride? Pin something up at the co-op.
It'll be maybe. Pinned up at the co-op.
There is maybe. Already.
Okay.
It's under Scott, Alex, or Dragon.
Okay, good. Yeah, there right on. Woo. So go to the board. You'll have some wild passengers on board. You won't use the radio.
We'll keep you entertained.
Like, who's your sponsor?
We are completely sustainable off of our art and performance and our workshops that we do, traveling from city to city. So we're out in the street trying to sell art to people, doing performance poetry, spontaneous beatbox right there for you on the street. And we usually sell art while we're at it and do workshops for people with beatboxing. We had one today. Went over great.
How we're sustainable. We do this to survive, make all of our living costs met.
What you got? Where's your band van?
There is no band van.
Where's your Winnebago?
Yeah.
Where's the tour bus?
The limo, yeah.
Where's the Harley? Van. I mean, no, not out here. Where's the Skidoo? No, but I think that's awesome. Like,
yeah, we decided we'd just do it on a shoestring.
Just do it.
We'd get there by hook or by crook, come hell or high water, but we knew we'd make it happen, so.
People seem to like to help us sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, the artists are here.
All right,
the artists are here.
Let's hear some
paintbrushes in hand.
Unity through diversity.
Unity through poetry.
Nowadays, an alternative lifestyle isn't a hard change for me. It's almost plain to see and only seems sane to me to break free from always blame and greed. Don't you think it could be you or me? You or me? You or me? Think of it. All of our brothers and sisters working together through common ground unity to redistribute wealth between all of our community. We're so soon to see gray water systems and backyards, free shops and schools that teach and give out food for free. Sharing tunes for free is like totally normal. It's old news to me. So whatever we do, we need to believe in our dreams, in our thoughts, everything which could possibly be conceivable. All those seeds that were planted when we were they grow into great big trees.
Sleep at the wheel, careering out of control. Where exactly are we heading anyways, and who decided we needed to be there 5 minutes ago?
Huh?
We schedule our journeys, assuming a static destination. But if there's one thing I've found, it's that planning for a future is foolish. She is shifting, amorphous, unpredictable. And I long to be like a dandelion seed. Necessities strapped to my back, sails spread, carried forth on the breeze's whim. I wanna settle on pure soil and germinate, extending roots finger-like, penetrating moist earth, drinking life from Gaia's heart. I surely share atoms with men and women long dead. The blood that runs through these veins once belonged to another. I am amalgamation of berries, fruits, legumes, vegetables, fish, fowl, cattle. Sometimes I wonder, were these people soldiers or tyrants or slaves? Will they be weavers or dreamers or lovers? We all share one experience of reality. We are the universe, is us.
Boom, 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 boom,
So I was thinking, I don't know how you guys do that at this station, but if anyone's listening right now and you want to get a CD of ours, you call and then we will fucking hook you up. Oops, I don't know if I could. Well, whatever. It's after 11.
All right, we have someone on the switchboard. So live if you're interested in a CD, the phone is right here. The number is 352-3706. Now, we're not going to put all the callers on the air because we know you'll be calling in for a CD rapidly, and we just won't have time to talk to everyone. But we do have this service announcement.
Do you spend more time watching nature programs than experiencing the real thing? More time laughing at TV jokes than joking around yourself? More time watching TV sex than making love yourself? Then there's something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is. A message from the Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to CUNY Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM, and we are with the... What's your name again?
Who are we again? What's going on?
Was it the Outspoken Wordsmiths?
The Outback Smoking Wordsbliffs.
or that.
Right,
we were also going to say, if you want to check out some MP3s, you can go to outspokenwordsmiths.multiply.com.
Get them for free. We believe in sharing the music, too, and all the information on there, so burn a copy for yourself and all your family friends.
Or buy a CD and support us on our tour.
Yeah, because we make all of our cases ourselves, so each one of them are a piece of art.
And there's stickers, too.
Handmade with
stickers.
Love.
Oh, the glorious love.
They will.
Handmade with glorious love, indeed. We spend many elf-like hours hard at work, cutting and folding and gluing and
like 500
stamping,
of them.
Stamping, yeah.
Hours or CD cases?
Either or.
Hours
they're all made
CD
with love,
cases.
Though, and they're all unique and individual. So it's like each unique individual gets their own unique individual CD. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
For you.
All for you. If you call in now, call in now. I don't know the number, but you should call in now.
352-3706.
The number you need to call right now. And if you call now, you'll get a free 6-piece screwdriver set.
Do you listen to more beatboxing on the radio than you do beatboxing yourself? Because, you know, you can just do it whenever you want. Try first, you start off gentle. Start in the shower. You're already feeling nice and naked and soapy. And hey, you might as well.
Or when you're walking up the hill and there's nobody else around you, you know, you might as well just go kick up a beat. 1, 2, 3, while you're walking down the street.
I think everyone is born, like, children and babies are born beatboxers. But then we just get shushed and like,
stop making those stupid noises. Stop making those farting noises.
It's annoying. Stop that.
Stop it. You're gonna drive me nuts. This is all improv.
Oh,
wasn't for friends and community, we wouldn't be able to have all the seeds, kale, and green onion, and leek that grow through the winter. We wouldn't have grains. We wouldn't have a lot of things that we share right now, like road upkeep. A lot of the money spent is spent because people believe it needs to be spent. So, if we don't share how we believe it should be spent, then how can we complain? Participation makes the democracy we live in. So, acting directly to meet your needs might be your answer, voting might be it as well, but stepping into that voting booth is not the only thing that you can do.
That's right. Don't expect more from democracy than you put in, and if that's one ballot every 4 years, you sure as hell better not be expecting to get much back from it, because you're just a fucking social insurance member.
It's too bad, but...
Did you file your taxes? Because if you didn't, then they care. But if you did, then no biggie. Maybe I'm just being cynical. Maybe I'm just being a little bitter at the fact that I'm one of those screamers from before coming to terms with the fact that Stephen Harper is representing this country as our prime minister? This is what Canada elected to represent us? Wow. What does that say about us? I guess we're not going to be making so many George W. Bush jokes anymore, right?
But George Bush is a monkey face.
Also with us in the studio, we have BC and elsewhere renowned spoken word poet Shane Evek Egrek, taking up the number 4 microphone on the beatbox going on.
Urban sprawl, draped over landscape reclining, spread like early morning traffic jam and serial commuting to your job at the office or your job at the factory or your job at the coffee shop. Minimum wage yielding maximum exploitation, because ours are not ours anymore. We're running a human race, a human race run by greed. Our gardens of thought sown with suicide seed, and they've stolen our internal rhythm, traded our roots for 3-piece suits and 3-piece bands void of 3-part harmonies. Gone in the days of symphonies. Now you can take a product, add a consumer, multiply by marketing and gain interest and profit. Subtract the root, and you're left with a cellophane dream of a paper money scheme that perpetuates the fraud of economic religion. So educate your children. No more institutions charging tuition to rob intuition. Teach them the lessons of history, not the statistics. The power of words, the beauty of linguistics. Teach them unconditional love, and to be loved in return. All the ancient truths society's unlearned. Erase all isms, take the schisms, and turn them into isn'ts. Because there is no race, there is no class, there is no superior sex, and all past empires have fallen. It's no secret who'll be next.
Thank you.
Looking at my generation, it seems to be that far too many of us have been clubbed into apathy. Enclosed in an atmosphere of darkness, punctuated with bright flashes, we gorge on potions and pills that pay lip service to bliss. But ultimately, empty stomachs and pockets and minds. Surrounded by a discordant din that distracts from conversation and contemplation, conducive only to a mechanical flailing of limbs. And I want to throw the switch, flooding beams into troglodytic eyes grown accustomed to seeing in darkness. I want to usurp the DJ booth, crossfade into a long-forgotten silence. Hold the mic to my heart and let it beat through the PA. I want to kick open the exit and lead the crowd into the crisp night air, drawing their focus to the stars, those countless points of stationary brilliance, constellations of hope painted on a black sky. And I want to remind them, listen to yourselves, listen to each other. Prepare to embrace dawn's inevitable horizon.
1, 2, 3, 4. I want equality, I want barrier free trade, I want a gift economy community to be made from ecology and not on the backs of slaves. I want unconditional love and care. I want all the money saved from everywhere to be shared, like all the food and water you see. Food, shelter, medicine, and water for free. And while I'm on the topic of all the other things that I want for me, I want to win the lottery so that I can build a Cobb University and sketch our astrophysics right down to zoology, animal physiology, media literacy, and philosophy, and all the other ologies and isms, and all the knowledge that we need to know to break free from our conditioned prisons of what we ought to be. So thank you all for taking the time and took to listen when you talk to me, because all of those who live life in decision know that everything that they want to learn, it can be taught for free. Taught for free. It can be taught for free.
Taught for free.
It can be taught for free.
Taught for free. Mr. Blank Space was talking earlier about money and redistributing money. I think in a lot of the ways we have to relook at what we're valuing, because
wow, that mic level went up.
Sorry, man.
A lot of the times, like our culture is geared to see things only in terms of economic. That's the only way we view things. It's an economic bottom line. Corporations have a duty to their stockholders to maximize profits. If they don't, that's antitrust. And environmental issues, social issues aren't on the agenda for anything that is incorporated, anything that has shareholders. So it's really interesting to look at that and how the political and legal system based around corporations has made it so that even the like CEO executives can't really make good decisions unless they can justify it in terms of
money.
Yeah, money. And that's pretty fucked up. You hear a lot of talk nowadays about a triple bottom line, which is looking at economic, social, and environmental. And very few people are starting to take that into account. But it's a new level of examining things that we're going to have to start to realize if we expect to be able to continue to have the human race exist on this planet for anything more than several decades. Wow, that was kind of... That just came out.
Yeah.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yeah! Oh, whoa. Sorry. Everybody's grabbing their headphones. What the hell, dude? Who is this guy?
Bit of Pulp Fiction there.
Plump Fiction.
Plump Fiction. Yeah, that too. A little bit of Samuel L.
So you know what? I gotta do one thing. I gotta apologize for things that I said last week in a kind of impassioned thinking on my part, but based on total stupidity on my part, I said a few things. So here's some general rules if you're going to say things on the radio because you're so hoity-toity. Never trust rumors. Rumors are by their nature not true half the time.
Exactly 50% of the time.
If you hear a rumor about someone, go to that person and confirm whether or not that rumor is true or not.
It's very humane. Mm-hmm.
Never act on rumors if some of them could implicate people who are would be deemed guilty by association, that somehow because you said that, you know, that's a bad thing. And also, for all radio broadcasters out there, there is no 30-second rule for saying stupid things on radio, because you got to wait till next week to amend your way. So I said some foolish things last week, and don't base anything on rumors.
This man's glowing with intention. Can't you hear it in his voice?
No, but I felt really bad, and I felt stupid after, and I'm like, dang, I didn't follow my own guidelines about rumors. So anyway,
rumors and gossip, we don't need that.
Yeah.
But sometimes it slips. Sometimes you don't even realize that's the
thing.
No, but
you think you hear something. Anyway.
I understand. We're all human.
It hurt.
Some of us
You're
are.
You're forgiven, Dustin. Does everybody out there forgive him?
Yeah!
I got to suffer a little more. Guys, I know we're in the middle of something here, but I went down to the courthouse and asked people, like on remand day is where everybody gets their court case bumped to, and so there's like usually 50 people in court, people outside smoking, people, you know, guilty, not guilty, next, you know what I mean? Like, it's going on, so I managed to interview a few people, and I wouldn't mind just playing cuts really short.
I think we'd love to hear that.
So, let's just see here. I got to figure out, this is all technology. Okay, come on, little. Can you hear them? Oh. What the heck?
Yeah, so I feel the justice system isn't working. I feel that money buys justice.
Man, something is wrong with this thing.
In many cases, just give me a sec to think, okay? So
I'm here with Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM CJLY, and I'm asking people about the justice system in British Columbia. Do you have any comments?
I just think it's terrible how much money is spent on the process and the paperwork and the time for the lawyers and the judges, and it gets put off and not a lot gets done.
So you don't think that the justice really gets served after all that money and time?
I don't think it's equal in the long run at all, no.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's it, man. I'm done with technology.
Technical difficulties.
I've played it many times. Perfect. Sounding just perfect, and now it doesn't work. So anyway, that was Battlestar Galactica cuts. But generally, bring the mic levels down. No, but I'm still tender from Bass Nectar there last night too. Cratty, not Bass Nectar, but I was definitely soaking in the Bass Nectar.
I was told that DJ Cratty kicked some bass-tacular butt last night.
He did.
I guess we got to give him mad props.
Totally. I hear I do a sponsor thing too.
Do what you gotta do. Quickly, yeah.
Woman scream.
All right. You've heard of the boot camp. Well, now there's something new for all your Dominator children. Root camp. You've got it. Bring your kids by the Root Camp boot farm and we'll take care of them. We'll show them how to grow potatoes, rutabagas, carrots, and all kinds of root vegetables. At the Root Camp, we'll have tough people looking over your Dominator children to make sure they learn how to plant food in the earth, to make sure they know about seed saving. Bring them on down to the Root Camp. We might even do root chakra work. This is an advertisement paid for by Root Camp. So come on down, register now, bring your children, if they're Dominator children, if they're violent, bring them on down to the Root Camp. Okay, that's just silliness. So we're here with the Outspoken Wordsmiths, and I gotta give credit, like, Jen Apple comes up with some really sweet ideas, and I just take them and run with them, you know what I mean? But they're so funny. Anyway, it's brilliant. It's totally brilliant. Whoa. Here I am. Get this. This is the funniest thing ever. If you guys did your whole thing, and then the end, I went, oh, sorry, guys, I didn't have your mics on. You know, or something like that. Like the radio broadcaster's nightmare. Like, you guys have just laid down, like, the biggest monster. Like, the windows are melting. The, like, you know, there's, like, a chakra green flame going up to the ceiling. And it's like, sorry, man, I forgot to put the volume on. You know, like, what a bummer that be.
I'm sure it's happened once or twice somewhere. Yeah.
Just make sure.
Somewhere in the history of radio.
Is the volume on?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
It happens recording all the time, I'm sure.
But like, the Saul Williams end of things, like, he blew my mind when he came out with the song for the pre-war protest. It's the first time ever where we actually protest the war before it happens because we know they're bullshitting us and that it's coming. Just like Iran, you know? All of a sudden, Iran is set to introduce a second oil market based on the euro in March.
Yeah, and that destabilizes.
That will destabilize the whole oil, American-based oil markets, and will cause. That's why they're on Iran. That's why all of a sudden Iran, you know, the axis of oil. But like, we're going to be, you know, the whole nuclear thing again and all this stuff, you know, we hold up puppet regimes and then we, you know, it's just too much. But anyway, Iran is totally coming up, all that, like, we're starting to figure out their tactics, and so we know where they're going to hit before they do, whereas before you wouldn't have so much media and exchange of information.
That's the sneaky thing about recorded history, is that it's referenceable, and people will start noticing patterns and saying, fool my granddad. Okay, you're not going to fucking fool me. Like,
but in the spring,
I was in the bathroom the other day, and it was at a public restaurant, and there was a sticker there, and it said Riot 2010 on it. And it just made me think, and I thought I'd bring that up. I wonder if it makes anybody else think. And I wonder what they think.
I think I saw the exact same sticker. It might have even been the exact same bathroom, and it made me think,
Well, there's plenty of them up in Vancouver.
What was it? Yeah. What
I wonder
did
what it,
say?
It could.
It
I
said Riot 2010.
I wonder if that could have any connection to the Olympics.
That would make sense in mine, but
Vancouver Olympics 2010.
Oh, hey, he knows.
Vancouver's hosting the Olympics.
I think people are just trying to stir the public consciousness that there can be a lot of crazy direct action and street taking over during the Olympics.
And kick a snowboarding day. Look at the powwow out there, man.
Tons of powder.
Powwow. And at least now there'll be better parking and highway access. No, but yeah, so ridiculous. We're gonna give up. Here we are talking about money again, but we're just gonna transfer so that a bunch of rich folks can come and see each other. You know what I mean?
I think you're underlooking the ways in which the Olympics benefits people like, single mothers and other people from other marginalized statuses. I think it really helps them. There's a lot of low-level temporary service industry jobs that they're just looking to snatch up. $8 an hour? You going to turn that down when you got three kids? Come on. It's good stuff.
Your rent entry won't level. Go up either.
Entry-level service jobs.
Rent never goes up.
Rent will never go up. No, of course not. Especially not if you're living anywhere near Whistler or any of the other places where the events or festivities will be happening. Your rent might even get subsidized, right? Is that do they subsidize? They subsidize the Olympic Committee.
The rent, yeah.
They
and
must.
If you're a property owner and your property taxes go up, they'll help.
They are here for you.
And I mean, think of all the extra advertising they get to sell, right? I mean, that's benefiting someone. I'm sure, like, at least one, Aboriginal single mother has some kind of industry ad job, ad industry.
Well, somebody has to design those flyers.
Yeah.
Hey, look, BC needs another 6-lane highway.
Oh, yeah.
We've only done it once or twice. We want to do it again. We want to prove our manliness. We can punch a road through anything. We will have a 6-lane highway through rugged coastal mountains if it's the death of us.
Yeah, it's like we got to show up Germany or something.
Come to our remote wilderness, sometimes, supernatural British Columbia.
Sometimes cynical, sarcastic ranting just feels like the right thing to do.
Sometimes.
Right now has been fought for by past generations. Human rights don't exist unless we exercise them.
And fight for them.
Every single human right that we share in this moment has been fought for by past generations. Generations past. Soul, solidarity solemnly solidifies my sanctioned stipulation. So as I stand in front of this microphone right now, and right here, collectively sharing the right to free speech and peaceful assembly, I realize that we are all privileged.
To some degree.
But these rights can be taken away from us just as they are during every single supposed legit protest over deregulation and external nations where corporations misrepresent fair trade plantations. My relations, indirect and direct, start to make sense. Sitting here rhyming with patience over a local coffee, water, or beer. Sharing philosophies of sensations and saturations through an open here. Planting seeds of community, hope and fear would just peel away, exposing our originals are visible, infinitively permissible. Consider it, here we are all individuals with our own undiminishable texture. So human rights is the header of religion. So when I say human, maybe everyone out there in the cars could say rights. Human
right.
Human
right.
Human
right.
Human
right.
So when I say stand, I want you to say fight. Stand.
Fight.
Stand.
Fight.
Stand.
Fight.
Stand.
Fight.
Human
right.
Human
right.
Stand.
Fight.
For your human rights.
Because water,
it's a human right.
A food,
it's a human right.
Shelter,
it's a human right.
Education,
it's a human right.
Medicine,
it's a human right.
Free speech,
it's a human right.
Peaceful assembly,
it's a human right.
Dissent,
that's a human right too.
Freedom of religion,
it is a human right.
How about freedom from religion?
That's a human right too.
Really?
Access to information,
that's a human right.
Artistic expression
is a human right. It's all a human right. It's your human right. It's everyone's human right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that shit's fucking dope.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you or not. Hmm?
So there. But, what was... Oh, yeah, about Saul Williams, about Not in Our Name.
Yeah.
It kind of set off this whole thing. I'm just saying in my own life, but maybe it happened around too. I feel like it has, but that the whole slam poetry thing, it just kind of like, from like, because I'm not totally in there, for it to hit me, I was like, wow, this is really, like, really amazing that he's saying things so powerful. And then I went and heard other stuff of his, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then you hear some live slam poetry things, and it's you're just mind blown. It's mesmerizing, yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat.
I really feel like the slam culture, particularly within BC, seems to be growing. We're hearing about people from all over who are doing stuff, and up in the Yukon and stuff. People are taking on spoken word, and it really feels like it's starting to get blurred with MCing, which is really cool. So there's a lot of hip hop element, a lot of beatboxing, a lot of like hip hop style delivery and influence and inspiration is coming into the slam scene. I'm sure it's been there all along, but like for my exposure to it, it seems to be growing even more. So it's really cool.
Spoken word is one of the last forms of free expression too, where we're allowed to actually like share our dissent and our experience and our perspective. That's why we put on our on our CD cover, From Our Cold Dead Hands, because it's one of the last forms, and From Our Cold Dead Hands will they ever take our figurative microphone.
Yeah, the Charles Heston, like, with these, you know, when he's touching the rifle at the NRA thing.
The National Microphone Association.
Is our
play on the NRA. Take this rifle from my cold dead hands. You know, and he holds it up, and they have, like, the bullet shields and everything.
Yeah,
just
like Moses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the 10 bullets.
God gave me a magazine of 10 bullets. And there was one bullet for each. There was one bullet for each person that you should kill. The first one, the witches. The second, the wizard. The third, the eco-activist. The fourth, the pagans.
To look at the history.
Fifth, rock and roll music.
Persecution of paganism in Europe, which I haven't studied very much, but.
The activists.
Activists, yeah. People who've spoken out have always been marginalized and oppressed. Mm-hmm. Let's use the example of Nazi Germany. They got all the artists and beatniks and poets and homosexuals and gypsies and people that they didn't want to deal with, and they locked them all away. And they weren't the only people, obviously. But, they took a lot of people who challenge them, and the communists. Oh yeah, you didn't want to be a communist in Nazi Germany. See ya.
Are you talking about Guantanamo Bay?
I'm talking about a lot of things, but Guantanamo Bay, I think, is a scary situation where I don't know. Someone pipe in if I'm way off base. Okay, so the U.S. has a military base in Cuba that's. They can hold people there who aren't technically prisoners of war, and they're not technically
musicians.
They have no official status.
Artists.
Islamic
beatboxers.
Suspected terrorists, which is a really loose. Yeah, political organizers. Anyone who dissents and is well versed in
feminists.
In networking or, who's a threat to the system. Sure. Lots.
So what worked in 1945 is working for us today. Seriously, Prescott Bush, he helped set up Hitler. And this is his great-grandson.
Ways we can actually see a difference in our life is by directly acting. So if we feel threatened by all these things around us and this political system and this quote-unquote system and cycle, we can change the cycle that
touches us. There's a sticker, and I don't know if it actually was able to migrate, because we just moved studios a couple weeks ago, or a month, maybe that's months ago. But it said, talk minus action equals a good dinner party. It's but that sticker was at the radio station, I'd be like, oh. You know, like...
Yeah. So some of these things that we can do is, like, work in little communities and plant seeds. Like, literal seeds, like gardens. Whether you want to do them in your backyard or in between the little things on the highway or seed bomb someplace. I recommend native seeds, but that's one way to work in communities and see a difference.
Metaphorical food. Seeds, too, you know? Just, like, small things in your everyday life. Start planting new actions and thoughts in your life to start creating a change as opposed to repeating the same old cycles that you constantly want to see different. If you want to see them different, if you don't like the place you're living in, then do small things to start and change them. Otherwise, it'll never really change.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about community and building community, I think we can branch onto the topic of community events and what those can provide for individuals and communities at large. And the fact that they're a way of creating community through having a regular community event. There's this wonderful entity happening in Victoria right now called the Talon Show.
Yeah.
And it's a monthly event run by a collective of volunteers. It's a non-hierarchical structure. The event is all ages and it's by donation. There's an open stage and facilitated jam, free workshops, and all sorts of interactive art and amazing things happening. And it's been running for about 8 months now with astonishing success, and we're sort of trying to presented to people as a model of a way of organizing and co-creating that is treats everyone like a human, and people aren't marginalized. We have a rotating structure where no one is in charge of anything, or like no one's like big daddy concession, right? It's like people take turns and teach each other how to do it.
And it's rid of division of labor.
Yeah.
Has a lot of people working together, different areas. It's just people working together. If you start to work together and trust that somebody else can do their job, then more gets done. It's plain and simple.
Yeah, one of the great things about the event has been the stage where people have had opportunities to express themselves, whether it's singing or doing spoken word, or we've had some people do dancing and all sorts of, we're open to anything. And it's great to see the different forms of expression that come out in people who communicate that they feel safe in that atmosphere to express themselves.
This event that we're talking about, you can check it up on a website. It's www.tellnshow.ca. And it's not centralized at all. It's like Food Not Bombs. You can start one up right here in Nelson and just have community come. It's, like Scott said, an event that people would want to come to.
If you're ever in Victoria, you should check it out. It's totally worth your while.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing the number of people that
Here.
It's astonishing the number of people that's actually brought to new levels of creative expression as I switch microphones. And I've seen so many people for their first time who are like, oh, we'll never get up in front of a microphone. But at the talent show, they've gotten up and done some really intense poems. And like Scott was saying, there was the dance. That was there's just been some dance, which has been pretty fun. And so it's a safe place that people feel they're able to grow, and it's really, really cool to be able to watch that and take part in it. Talent show's pretty rad.
Once again, the website there is www.tellnshow.ca. One of the best parts of that event is the skill sharing room. I don't know if anybody else in this room has actually like partaked in that, but I went to learning how to make tinctures and a zine workshop there. We had a beatboxing workshop and a sound poetry workshop. They had kinesiology in September.
African dance.
I didn't attend that one. That was pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's free sharing education, sharing the skills that we have. Like, I know I'm really focused on planting seeds and stuff, but sharing how to, like, seed save is so essential for our children. Sharing anything at all, and especially information.
Yeah, sharing skills. I think it's really great when people realize that they have a skill that they've learned and developed that they can share with other people. And it doesn't really take that much in most cases. And all it really needs is space to facilitate that. So if you realize that, hey, you've got a big living room. And
you can hold space for somebody.
Yeah, you want to have people over and have a potluck?
Yes,
damn, potlucks are fun. I'm gonna sound like a crazy hippies love their potlucks.
Potlucks are
rock.
Great.
Yeah, it's true.
Pass the quinoa.
Who
brought the tabbouleh salad?
No, potlucks are a great way to bring the community.
Yeah, have a potluck every week or every month, and invite all your friends, and then you can play all sorts of games, teach each other all sorts of skills, you know, get together and start something, and you can do something
as a group.
Work on
taking over the streets something.
One reason why I think the talent show has had its level of success is because the talent show never has meetings like, okay, we're going to get together at so-and-so house and bring your notebook.
Oh,
and
the whole collective will be there. We'll take notes.
Yeah, we have like potlucks, and then like everyone brings food, we eat together, we share space together, and we sit down and we like work out what we got
to
do.
And all the members want to be there. They're proactive enough to be there. And so people who want to support the community in that way is exactly. And I know there's lots of people out there listening right now that would want to support their community in some way. So it'd be really great if you could find someone that you know or someone that you don't know and work on some sort of project that you've always wanted to work on.
A theater performance on the street.
Woohoo!
That would be cool.
Like spontaneous. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Or a crazy live jam with all sorts of instruments. You know? Block off the streets. Have a street festival.
Naked bike rides. Those are always fun.
Naked bike rides.
Critical ass.
Critical ass.
Freestyle.
Sharing this moment, sharing this planet, sharing existence.
understanding, compassion, and sharing, our lives will strengthen when we mark the dates of use of love. Understanding, compassion, and sharing.
Grow carrot.
What did you say? Cold carrot?
I said grow a carrot.
Grow a carrot. Wow, that's great.
I do think points we made earlier, or Alex was making earlier, about planting seeds and learning to seed save and grow food is really important, because I personally don't think that our current system of industrial agriculture and distribution, all based off of oil, is going to be sustainable for very long. And food is going to start not being cheap and readily available.
The tractor trailers won't be rolling through the mountain highways.
Healthy food, anything that you want to eat, like, there's going to be all sorts of synthesized fucking crazy.
You're going to have to grow your own food.
Crazy shit.
Or you're going to have someone grow your food, grow food with you or for you.
I heard the oil era is coming to an end, guys.
I think it's important that we learn how to have strong small communities, because we need to learn how to live in short scale, sustainable.
And even though we're small, we still need to stay connected with every other community that we can possibly get connected with, because we all have common grounds living here on Earth.
Certainly.
All humans.
Small self-sustainable communities connected with other small self-sustainable communities across the world. That way we can stay connected and small and together, yet powerful and one.
It's crucial to growing seeds in all different parts,
everywhere.
So that we have the psychodiversity, the biodiversity.
The world will bloom all at once.
Mm.
And clean up all the mess that we've left behind.
Everybody's here.
Everybody is here.
We all carry our ancestors with us. We're all here right at this moment, and we're all responsible for what we did when we were incarnating from different people and going through it all. So we're responsible.
I would like to seize this moment of nowness.
He's having a seizure.
Pay a little tribute. It's okay. This is Allen Ginsberg, but I would like to dedicate this to two people. To
my girlfriend?
To George W. Bush.
Oh. Three people now.
And Stephen Harper.
Oh, no.
Okay, we take it back.
Reap, reap, reap.
Yeah, we can dedicate something nice to them.
Okay, good. Honey, look. It was a big mistake.
So to W and Stephen Harper, this is Allen Ginsberg's Bird Brain. Bird Brain runs the world. Bird Brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird Brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird Brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by F.D. Roosevelt, and never chased the mafia. Bird Brain apportions wheat to be burned, keep prices up on the world market. Bird Brain lends money to developing nation police states through the International Monetary Fund. Bird Brain never gets laid on his own. He depends on his office to pimp for him. Bird Brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird Brain wakes up in middle of night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador, Canada. Bird Brain multiplies in China. Bird Brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird Brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Afric desert regions. Bird Brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird Brain harpoons whales and chews blubber in the tropics. Bird Brain clubs baby seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird Brain runs the Pentagon. His brother runs the CIA. Fat ass bucks. Bird Brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal. Bird Brain is Pope, Premier, President, Commissar, Chairman, Senator. Birdbrain voted Reagan President of the United States. Birdbrain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Birdbrain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Birdbrain conquered the New World and murdered mushroom god Xóchitl on Popocatépetl. Birdbrain was president when 1,000 mysterious students were machine-gunned at Tlatelolco. Birdbrain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Stray Dog Cafe. Birdbrain wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Birdbrain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem in Europe. Birdbrain carried it out in gas chambers. Birdbrain borrowed Lucky Luciano from the Mafia to secure Sicily for Birdbrain against the Reds. Birdbrain manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white goyim in South Africa. Birdbrain supplied helicopters to Central American generals, kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. Birdbrain began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Birdbrain sent out Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts outside Beirut. Birdbrain outlawed opiates on the world market. Birdbrain formed the black market in opium. Birdbrain's father shot Skag in hallways of the Lower East Side. Birdbrain organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Birdbrain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Birdbrain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Birdbrain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Birdbrain. I declare Birdbrain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor waters without regard to where toilets emptied. Birdbrain began chopping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Birdbrain in Iraq attacked Birdbrain in Iran. Birdbrain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Birdbrain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned The Wealth of Nations. Birdbrain's humanity. He built the Rainbow Room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Birdbrain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Birdbrain thinks his dong will grow big that way. Birdbrain sees a new spy in the market plots in Dubrovnik outside the Eyeglass Hotel. Birdbrain wants to suck your cock in Europe. He takes life very seriously. Broken-hearted, you won't cooperate. Birdbrain goes to heavy-duty communist countries so he can get KGB girlfriends while the sky thunders. Birdbrain realized he was Buddha by meditating. Birdbrain's afraid he's gonna blow up this planet, so he wrote this poem to be immortal. So that was Allen Ginsberg.
Whoa.
That was kind of long. I hope I did Alan proud.
Old man. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You should not have come back.
Well, the first time Obi-Wan and Darth faced off, Obi-Wan cut off like all his limbs and totally left him a like flopping piece of chicken meat. But then the Emperor Palpatine like took Darth super evil and put robot-y parts on him and made him into this scary CNN voiced guy. So I would like to thank CJLY for having us here.
We need you to sign this piece of paper. It says everything you said on the show was real, and that we have every right to sell it to a large American corporation to be used on TV ads, radio ads, billboards. sign right
if
here.
If there's anyone who's still listening, I think we have more stuff that we would like to give you. So
yeah, we
you
totally have another
call
CD. Call
352-3706. Someone can talk to you. Maybe we could put someone on the air. Is that possible?
We could.
If someone wanted to be on the... No. Yeah, he says that hesitantly.
They have to answer a mathematical question.
You have to answer a skill testing question.
Politically skill testing.
The answer is 420. Darn it, we gave it away. Yeah, the number again.
352-3706. Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Yes. We're here for you.
If you need a CD, call now.
We have a CD, and Scott has a chapbook that he's trying to give away, and I've got a CD too, so we actually have three things to give away.
Our service operator is waiting for your call now.
Right now.
352-3706.
That number again, 352-37.
Let's go to one of the operators right now.
This is who's going to answer the phone when you call.
Hello, I'm here at Kootenai Co-op Radio, and I'm waiting for your call because there are free CDs sitting here for us, or and for you. And they're available here. If you call now, you can come to the station and pick it up tomorrow. So I'm waiting for your call. And the wordsmith will fill the time until you call.
He had to go because the phone is ringing. Be one of the lucky people to get a free CD on tonight's show. 352-3706.
Rhythm, gotta hit 'em with the rhythm and the beat rhythm. Gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, beat rhythm. Gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, gotta hit 'em with the rhythm. Beat rhythm, 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 beat rhythm. Gotta hit 'em with the rhythm. The rhythm is a beat, the rhythm and a beat, rhythm, rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, a beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm, beat, rhythm, beat, rhythm.
Gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, with the beat,
beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm, beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm. Beat and rhythm, gotta hit 'em with the rhythm,
gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, with the
beat, rhythm, the beat, rhythm, beat, rhythm, beat and rhythm, beat, rhythm,
gotta hit 'em, beat rhythm,
beat rhythm, beat rhythm, beat rhythm, beat rhythm, beat rhythm, gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, beat. Rhythm, 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 gotta hit 'em with the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Rhythm, 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 rhyth
Rhythm.
I think it would be really great if families started jamming together. Families doing beatbox jams while getting dinner ready, like washing dishes. I'm washing the dishes, I think jamming is like right up there on my like top three favorite things to do. I don't know what the other one, like top, it's up there. Jamming rocks.
Have you guys ever seen this CD?
Is this Alex Gray? Alex Gray rules. Alex Gray, visionary artist. If you know him, you know what I'm talking about. You're probably thinking to yourself, wow, yeah, that guy rocks. And maybe you're like closing your eyes and thinking of a really cool Alex Gray painting. If you don't know Alex Gray, maybe you do know because he's been on the cover of Tool albums. What Tool albums, Mr. Shane Avecki Greg?
An incredible string band.
He hasn't actually been on the cover of any of his albums, art, but his art, his art graced the cover of Literalists and many other things. Yeah. So if you know who Alex Gray is, you should phone now to win a free Outspoken Wordsmith CD, which features no art from Alex Gray, but we're working on it. Hey, the phone number here is 352-3706.
Okay. Yeah. Here. I think we're gonna play you a track. I really want to share
this. This is like audio painting from Alex Gray.
If you Google Alex Gray, you will find his website where he has a really cool slide presentation.
Back to that idea of jamming. I know we're getting right on to Alex Gray here. We've got a second to fill, though. The idea of jamming. Jamming is so great because it's like positive release.
Yes.
If you're talking, you get to express those things that you wanted to share. You might not even be finding those right words for them, but you're still sharing them. And it's that intention that gets out there, and that release is still felt.
Someone's calling.
Operators are standing by.
Yeah, lucky caller.
Not only is jamming a good positive release, but it's a lot nicer than punching someone in the face.
It is a lot better than punching someone in the face. One of the great things about jamming is I think it teaches us to learn space, learn to share space with each other. And sometimes we fill that space, and sometimes we step back and let other people fill that space, but we share that space with them. And it's amazing what we can co-create when we really open ourselves up to that. So I encourage you to experiment with that if you don't already on a regular basis.
Explore.
Okay. I'm gonna.
And here is play a song for you guys.
Alex.
I acknowledge the privilege of being alive in a human body at this moment, endowed with senses, memories, emotions, thoughts, and the space of mind in its wisdom aspect. It's the prayer of my innermost being to realize my supreme identity in the liberated play of consciousness, the vast expanse. Now is the moment. Here is the place of liberation. Witness the contents of mind, the visions, the sounds, the thoughts, as clouds passing through the vast expanse. The sky-like nature of mind, the rootedness of being is in emptiness, clarity, awareness, unborn, unspoiled, stainlessly pure. The infinite vibratory levels, the dimensions of interconnectedness are without end. There is nothing independent. All beings and things are residents in your awareness. I subject my awareness to the perfection of being, the perfection of wisdom, and the perfection of love. All of these being co-present in the vast expanse. I share this panorama of being and appreciate all I can share it with. A seamless interweaving of consciousness with each moment. Create perfection wherever you go with your awareness. That's why this teaching is so admired by artists. They sense the correctness of the response to life as creative. Life is infinite creative joy. Enjoyment and participation in this creative play is the artist's profound joy. We co-author every moment with universal creativity. To bare our souls is all we ask. To give all we have to life and the beings surrounding us. Here, the nature spirits are intense. We appreciate them. Make offerings to them. These nature spirits that call us here, sealing our fate with each other, celebrating our love. I'm an intersecting kaleidoscope of being, a rainbow refractive wave pattern, a corpuscle of light on the ocean, the transparency of my body with the rocks. Sometimes the only way to summarize my feelings is to draw, to collapse the frenzy in my limbs enough to make a mark of appreciation for my existence.
share your presence with others. No boundaries. Completely, lovingly, openly. Life is what makes it love. Why we feel so alive when we love. Service is being available to love. Life is the combustion of love. We are constantly drawing the lines between love and not love. Enter into the non-duality zone, and all judgments dissolve in the vast expanse. It's as though we're co-conspirators of consciousness, everyone, everywhere, everywhen, mixing up our openable minds. It's as though we could gather clouds in the sky and people into our lives. Like an eruption of consciousness, we discover the source of love. Discover yourself as the source and appreciate every moment as perfection. Sunrise, sunset, thank you, Creator. Profound, unstoppable connectedness of all beings, most radical, no thing, the vast expanse. World Spirit is a prayer for the realization of our integration with the web of creation. And we thank everyone for coming here tonight and celebrating the World Spirit. May any merit generated by this ceremony be dedicated to the liberation of all beings.
Okay, here we go. That was Alex Gray from his CD and actually DVD called World Spirit. And I've played tracks off that on previous shows, but I just thought since you guys had never heard him that you might want to. It's pretty.
Thank you.
But thanks for being in the studio. Really thanks appreciate you guys coming in here. And you got a good warm G wind blowing at your back, so everything's good. You've drank in the Kootenai water.
Yes, it's beautiful. Breathed in the crisp mountain air.
Everything's all good.
Safe travels.
It's been great to be here. One more time, if you're interested in checking out our website and getting some free MP3s, that would be outspokenwordsmiths.multiply.com. And we'd love to share some space with whoever we can in the future. So we always like sharing air. Thank you.
See you later.
Peace.